Chapter 3. Spots, spots everywhere. Even though the farm was in complete chaos, I still had to go to school. I went upstairs to get my books, and when I came down, what a shock! Everyone in my family had a big glowing red spot on them. I recognized that glow right away. "The tree!" I shouted as we all ran out back. When we got to the place where the tree once stood, we stopped and stared. Instead of the glow, there was a gigantic red spot in the dirt. There was no shortage of strangeness on our farm. Then we noticed the cows had red spots on them. Our farm looked like a giant case of one-spot measles. Suddenly it hit me. The cows and the hens ate the fruit. I told my family my theory, and at first they all looked confused. I pointed to the spot where the tree once stood. There was still a bit of half-eaten red-spotted fruit on the ground. My father nodded his head solemnly. Then his gaze landed on me and stayed there. "Micah, you are the only one of us without a red spot. How can that be?" He was right. I told him I remained unspotted because I was the only one who hadn't eaten the eggs. "The boy's on to something," said my father. "The hens ate the fruit, and we ate the eggs. Oh, no, the milk." We all quickly headed for the barn.